Bonus episode featuring Pamela Murphy, Mike Still, and Alex Funny. Your one word suggestion from Twitter.
John says finger. Paul. Oh, this is from Fernie, Alex, too. Paul Ladiero says, dollar dollar bill, y'all. I threw it in the y'all.
No.
He just says dollar dollar bill. And then Mumble Slam says jambalaya. I feel like I get jambalaya every week.
Is that a thing? Is it the same person saying jambalaya?
Is it the same guy intent on a jambalaya story? Or is jambalaya going to... The list of popular suggestion words.
Funny food improv suggestion, like banana, like the
pineapple.
Like, oh, that sounds funny, yeah.
The most common improv
suggestion. Well, to me, that is something I eat when I am in Louisiana. Mm-hmm. And what else does that make me think of?
Louisiana.
Mardi Gras.
I went, last time I was in New Orleans, was for a conference where my, my dad is on the board of like an MR. He is a business manager of a radiology firm. And they have their conferences, and they're having one down in New Orleans. It's all like, you know, medical imaging business stuff. And they had me run a panel in order to like make the business of MRI more fun. Like they wanted like a Daily Show-esque panel. So I wrote like a bunch of I'm not a stand-up, but I wrote a bunch of stand-up like jokes about MRIs. Mm-hmm. And I think it was like there was like topical jokes about Anthony Weiner and imaging and stuff like that. That's what makes me think of New Orleans makes me think of MRI conferences.
It makes me think of a couple of years ago I got sent to do a show with one other guy, with Alex Berg, and we were sent to this college in like east of downtown LA. They're like, yeah, you're going to do an hour-long show. We're just going to send the two of you. I was like, oh, that's all. Okay. Well, that's fine. That'll be fun. And people want to go see this show. This will be fun, do an improv show. And we got there, and we had not been told that was – you now know what we knew walking in. And then we all said the address, and we walked in, and it was their Mardi Gras celebration. It was not the month of Mardi Gras, so we had no reason to expect that. and it was – there were bands playing, and people were just, like, getting fucking plastered, and people were going nuts. And we're like, okay. Here we're going to do this two-man improv show.
And where was this at again?
This was, like, east of downtown L.A. I forget what college it was.
Uh-huh.
And people were just, like, having a great time. We go on the show. They show us this little theater we're going to be in. We're like, oh, okay, this is real. This is a real place, and there's spaces. We can play there, and we go in, and they give us food and everything. They're like, okay, and right after you guys, the crumping team is coming out.
Crumping?
And we're like, what? And they're like, yeah, the crumping team's coming out. So there's all these people in the back as we're just kind of sitting there, like, warming up, you know, stretching, getting their weird crumping costumes. And as we walk out, like, the moment the lights come up, we go, these people are here to see the crumping, and they have to sit through an hour of us to get to it. And it was one of the most painful experiences ever because they were very polite, but that made it worse.
Yeah.
Like, at least if they were like, fuck you, you'd be like, oh, this is a fun story. It was just they would just sit quietly.
Just waiting.
And watch us, and there's only two people. It's just the two of us, and we had to go, and then we had to do like, okay.
Did you do the full hour?
We did like 45 minutes.
Yeah,
like,
45. Okay, great.
But the whole time in the back, you could just hear muffled through walls like... Like warming up the entire time, just reminding the audience that what they wanted to see was just
the
like
crumpet.
We were preventing them from seeing it.
Did they go nuts when the crumpers came out?
Yeah, and then we left so fast. I've never left
totally
a place faster than that.
Hey, you guys, with the improv group or with the crumpin team that's going up tonight?
Oh, cool. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we're the improv team.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're with Captain Crumper.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
Yeah.
What is you're with? What kind of team?
It's an improv.
Oh, you make up dance? As
yeah,
you
make up
no,
dance.
No, there's no dance. We're just called Birdhouse of Laughs, and we just do like improv comedy. Like
what is that? Whose line?
Well,
like Drew Carey,
Brian Stiles, okay.
Ryan Stiles.
Well, that's like short form improv, and what we do is it's long form improv.
Yeah,
so
uh-huh.
It's different. It's just like a.
Can you just a sec? I'll just be right back. What were they just saying?
They said something.
What
that
kind of form?
They're doing like some sort of form.
I don't know.
They like do they?
I got
like
lost in what she was saying.
What is a form? Does she say short form, long form?
Like, what was she talking about?
I don't know. It sounds like...
I thought I just misheard something. No, they seem nice.
That's what they said. Hey, going back, you mentioned the word form.
Mm-hmm. Do you not know what the word form means?
Well, I mean, it means the shape of something.
It's, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like, I'm having trouble picturing
like
the shape.
Like, that's what we do, is getting different shapes to the rhythm of the beat.
One of the things we do, we form up every letter of the alphabet, and the audience chants, and they get really into it. They get excited.
In our world, form means to take the form of something?
The shape, which is what the word means. In your world, it seems like it has something to do with comedy, and that doesn't make any sense.
No, for example, like, one of the things we'll do is we'll, like... be raindrops.
That's what you mean when you say short form or long form?
We'll be like raindrops and just see where that takes us.
But we don't know.
We don't know.
We don't know if that's what we're going to be. We don't know what's going to happen.
So we have
a dance called Raindrops, and it's cool. It looks like we're falling from the sky.
Yeah, and the audience starts clapping. They get into it.
Yeah, and it sounds like the clapping starts to sound like rain hitting a rooftop. Mm-hmm. It blows people away. Mm-hmm. Like, that's easy to understand what I'm explaining.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Hey, real quick. Okay, so... There's water in that fridge for us.
Oh, yeah, that's great. There's pizza's coming.
Red Bull.
Hey, they said that they said comedy earlier. They haven't said comedy in a while.
Yeah, it sounds like performance art. We are raindrops and see where that will go.
And that's going to make people laugh. I don't quite understand why anyone would laugh at that or that makes sense at all.
I'll give them the benefit of the doubt because they
seem really nice. They seem very cool.
Birdhouse of laughs. I guess that sounds funny.
Yeah, I mean, birdhouses are... funny place, I guess. I mean, they're little houses and trees.
I think it might be a semantics thing.
So,
you guys do sketch comedy, right? It's like Saturday Night Live.
Saturday Night Live.
Mad TV.
We like to keep it, like, pure.
Yeah, like, that's all written. And this, you know, we just kind of, like, we feel
writing
like
something
energy...
isn't pure?
Mm-mm.
I don't understand why. Because then you know where the laughs would be, right?
Or the pen or the keyboard... something changes when it's in your body, it's pure and you just release it into the world. But when it passes through some sort of medium or ink or graphite, then it becomes...
This is performance art, right?
It's like
the way you're talking sounds like performance art.
It's in the way that like comedy dell'arte, is that right? That's not really like something that you laugh at. It's more of like this performative sort of thing.
Like the word comedy is in it, but it's more...
Wait, you didn't know what we were talking about, but you do know comedy dell'arte?
Oh, yeah.
Comedia dell'arte.
Sure, I studied at Juilliard. I was a dancer.
What we try to do is we try to use it to let people know... You know, in the way that when a great documentary comes out, you see it and it expands your mind.
Right.
That's what our comedy does.
Right.
Yeah. And it's going to expand each audience member's mind in a different way.
But what's your goal then? Just real quick, what's your goal?
You said something about comedy earlier.
Yeah, and I like to laugh. I enjoy laughing. I go see stand-up all the time. I don't understand how you're going to get
stand-up. This is like stand-up with five people.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think we have the same goals, probably. We probably have our own individual goals. I know my goal is to have the same impact Upton Sinclair did when he wrote The Jungle, where he changed the entire industry just by exposing the...
So you want to make sure that there's no formaldehyde in sausages, basically what he did.
But comedy.
But through comedy.
But comedy.
Alex, can I talk to you first?
Yeah, sure, absolutely. Yeah.
Sorry, we'll just be right back.
Yeah, we'll be right back.
These guys are, like, really grilling us.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. Why are they doing this?
I don't know.
Neither of them are wearing shirts, and they're just really...
I know. Like, shouldn't they be more concerned with their performance? I don't know.
I haven't seen them stretch once.
And I think we've explained it very well several times.
Yeah, I don't know what else they want.
Shouldn't we be stretching?
Like, I'm just really hung up on this. I mean, we're in this ecosystem of creative people, right? Yeah. Like, in some way, we should understand what they're doing, and I can't fucking understand.
This is a green room. We're supposed to be relaxed.
Yeah.
And this is stressing me out.
We're going to be on the same stage as these people. And I don't know what the fuck. I don't know.
We're following, it sounds like, a group of philosophers.
Yeah, what is happening?
I can't understand what the fuck they're talking about.
Guys, straight up.
Oh, shit.
Straight up.
Hey, easy, man.
I'm sorry. I'm freaking out. I take my crumping very seriously. And I don't know what.
This is both our shows tonight. We're both in this show.
We need to figure out some sort of a way to bridge the knowledge gap here. I don't understand. Do you have a website or like a Wikipedia article?
Clip of what you do?
Something?
Do you videotape this?
It doesn't translate to
film. Doesn't translate?
What
Everything.
Does that mean?
What does that mean?
See it live. You just have to see it live.
You have to be in the space.
You have to be there at the moment and feel the
energy. Everything translates to video except this?
Yeah.
Well, what does it say about that? I don't understand.
It's the most organic form.
You guys You guys are going to pull something if you don't
care. I'm so tense.
We're going to... I'm sorry. We really have to, warming up.
We have to warm up.
Okay? All right, ready?
Maybe if we watch some warm up, we'll see why this is comedy.
Can you grab me one of those?
Zip.
Zap.
Zop.
Zip.
Zap.
What are you guys doing?
What is this?
Warming up.
Zip.
Zap.
Zop.
Is this improvised?
Zip.
Zap.
Zap.
Sounds like
zip.
They're speaking like Mork.
Zip. Yeah.
Zap.
What is this? It's like
zip.
You're.
Zap. Zop. Zip.
Hey,
zap.
Guys. Zop. Like, really?
Are you really trying to warm up?
Being comic book sound effects. What is happening?
Really trying to warm up.
How does that warm you up? How does that warm you up?
What is warming you right now?
It gets you out of your head.
Yeah, we have to be open. We have to be open to what we're going to receive.
How about I get you out of your head by punching you in the fucking nose?
No, dude.
Whoa. We don't judge.
Oh, my God.
You know what? You guys are smart asses, what this comes down to.
I think
they can't answer a fucking straight answer. What do you do?
How much are you getting paid for this?
You
$500 each.
What? That's pretty good.
We're just doing ours for exposure.
Yeah. Captain Crumps. Crumpets.
Yeah. Improvisation, actually. You make a lot of money.
Pays a lot of money, yeah. It's really good.
Oh. We cut to after the show.
Yeah, you have my back out there, and I know.
Oh, God. I felt so... you knew exactly what I was doing.
Yeah. I mean,
I was like...
They loved us. I mean, I don't want to put judgment on our shows, but they really loved us.
Hey, guys,
really,
they're chanting your names out there.
Oh, but
and they're pissed.
Really?
They're throwing chairs and demanding money back.
Because we left the stage? They wanted more?
Yeah.
You guys went on for an hour. You were bombing for an hour.
Everyone was sitting very attentively and listening.
Mm-hmm.
What is your guys' fucking problem?
We don't have
Do you know what opening act means? It means you're supposed to warm up for us.
Oh, I thought that, you know, we go first because we're what everyone came to see. And then if people want to stick around and have some fun,
it's like, it's like when you put bloopers over credits. You guys are the bloopers over the credits of our show.
Humans, go to mattbesser.com and buy this Humans comedy album. It's only $2, you cheap human bastard. Music by Bobby Matthews. This has been Matt Besser's Improv for Humans.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio Boom.com. The wolf dead.